This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Gordon Sondland, ambassador to the European Union, finds himself in a pressure-packed, pivotal role as the star witness of this week's congressional impeachment hearings on Wednesday, targeting President Donald Trump. His testimony comes a day after the Intelligence Committee heard from four witnesses, three of whom directly listened to Trump's July 25th telephone call with Ukraine's president to investigate Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. The AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Vice President Mike Pence's representative on the National Security Council, Jennifer Williams, thought the call involving an investigation of Joe Biden was unusual.
Struck me as political in nature, given that the former vice president is a political opponent of the president.
Career Army Officer Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman with the National Security Council called it improper.
Frankly, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was probably an element of shock.
Republicans like Utah's Chris Stewart says Democrats are going too far on the contents of the phone call.
I had to tell you, I think it's nonsense. Look, I was in the military. I could distinguish between a favor and an order.
Vindman is an immigrant who came to the U.S. as a toddler from Ukraine. He faced questions from Republicans about his loyalty. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The United States imposed new sanctions on individuals and networks for providing financial support to the Islamic State terror group. The U.S. Treasury Department on Monday said the new round of sanctions targeting four individuals and five companies operating in Syria, Turkey, Afghanistan, and several other countries for their involvement in supporting the Islamic State financially and logistically. U.S. officials said after the U.S. operation killed the Islamic State leader, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, last month, the U.S. government has increased its efforts to undermine the terror group's financial capabilities. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA.